My name is JJ Ramirez. I live at 103 Brookside West. I've been there for quite a bit. And so I just really want to share how much I appreciate the council, everybody else that have been supporting us this time. Our men's home has been very, very instrumental. We have a work program that goes with our men's home. We've helped over 600, 700 guys throughout the years come into our little small facility where we're at East 25th Street now. And so being able to build a bigger facility, we'll be able to take more men in, and then we'd have a lot more people to do our work program. Those are the guys that do the work program, because we believe that if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. And I've been in that place where I've been on drugs before, and these guys are coming from that, and it's really helped a lot of guys. Not only that, but the workshop next to it is for them to be able to bring their equipment. We do landscaping, we do all kinds of stuff, teaching these guys money management, teaching these guys how to budget their life, how to deal with their life, how to come up. As a matter of fact, one of the stipulations to our men's home is for them to have at least $2,000 saved up by the time they leave here, because they're going to have to go somewhere else. And we've helped many guys get into other facilities, other living facilities. And so this really helps us quite a bit, not having to build the road all the way over there, because that was going to be real costly. And so being approved on this side, it really cuts down on a lot of costs. The workshop next to it is not just for them to be able to house their equipment, but we're able to work on it right now. We're working on in between the driveways of the two homes there, and this will really, really help us. And it's also going to help us to start a vocational training program, because, you know, today's society, we're not teaching our kids and getting them ready for the work program when they get out of high school or get ready for the workforce. And so we've already been in contact with the Workforce Commission, and they're really going to help us, and we're going to start, and we're going to work together and start. And that's going to be the second phase. If these guys want to stay here longer, then we'll move them into getting some kind of trade and something that where they can really be productive in their lives. And so we're going to start off with about three vocational training: plumbing, electricity. We have some guys that are willing to come and train and teach these guys, and hopefully we can get our vocational school started. And we want to, have you seen on the plat, we want to eventually have a vocational school for these young people and people. And then the area which it's in is really, really great to have something on that side of town, and for them to have access to it and have access to where we're at would be great. So we really thank you and appreciate it.
Do you have any questions?
I have one question, Mr. Ramirez. Can we get back up to that previous slide? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. This looks really good. I mean, the whole plat looks really good. When can we see some more stuff going on? What's your plan for the future development of the vocational school? I'm particularly interested in that. And what do you have, your plans, your future, and everything else?
We're working on it every day. Of course, we don't receive any funds. We never received any funds from any government entities, so it's all private donations. And by donations, that's how we live. And so as we see that developing, I wanted to do it 16 days after I got this vision to do this for this side of town. But it's taken 16 years for us to just move into the so however we see fit, I wish we could have built all of it right now. But we just don't have the funds. And so we'll start working on it. I believe once the city sees and people see, and this is really helping young people, because we're going to try to do it, evening, during the day and evening. To help guys or some of the parents of some of the kids that we work with, or some of them are coming out of prison and they don't have nothing to turn to. So we want to start some night classes for these guys to be able to come, young ladies to be able to come and get trained at something and get a certificate. So one of my board of directors are here, and they say I've got too much vision. So anyway, however we can have the support, but we're already talking to several people that have come, some of our local businessmen that are coming that have plumbing places. We do irrigations. We're licensed to do irrigation, so we're going to be training guys to be irrigators if they want to, if they look like that's something they want to do. So out of this shop, we're going to do, it's going to be real small. But then once I think they see us working with the Workforce Commission, I think it'll move a lot faster. And so hopefully within the next couple of years, We still want to add on 5,000 square feet to the next to the building that exists now. And that's just for classrooms, but we have it designated to help for job training, people to be able to know how to fill out applications, understand how to do a resume, how to go and do an interview with employers. You'll be surprised how many we need a lot of help in that area. So just as soon as we can, within the next couple of years, I'm hoping and praying.
Well, I don't think you could ever have too much vision, so I applaud what you guys do over there. It's very awesome what you do for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, Commissioner? Thank you, Mr. Rivers.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to come up and speak on this item? Please come forward and give your name and address. Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move to recommend approval of rezoning RZ16-02 to the Bryan City Council and to adopt the written staff report and analysis as report findings and evaluation of this commission.
I have a motion and a second. Commissioner Krochik, any discussion?
There's great things going on, and we appreciate it.
Anybody else? Yeah, I'm going to echo Commissioner Gonzalez and Gutierrez. I want to thank Mr. Ramirez for the fine job that he does. And all the things that he said are really needed for Districts 1 and 2 in the community over there, because a lot of those guys need training. I mean, they just don't have the basic skills. And that is really needed in Districts 1 and 2. And I want to commend Mr. Ramirez for the good job you're doing and continue to do.
Thank